Welcome to Blind Level Tech. I'm Jonathan Price.
I'm Evan Starnes.
And together, we're bringing you news, tech, and information about blind technologies.
Being blind doesn't mean you have to stop living.
We're going to show you just how possible it is to live the life you want. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Blind Level Tech. My name is Jonathan Price, and this is
Evan Starnes, the co-host.
Thank you for joining us this week. Evan, how was your week? How was your weekend? It's been a minute since we've chatted.
Yeah, it has. I'm really excited to be here, actually. It's weekend has been a pretty a nice and relaxing weekend. I ended up Friday going to celebrate my buddy's 21st birthday. No drinks though, which is, you know, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
But we ended up going to this really good place called California Pizza Kitchen, and I had some. I normally don't do like mushrooms on pizza. I'm all about simple pizzas. You know, I just want pepperoni, sausage, cheese, and then, you know, it goes straight in my face. But this bad boy had like mushrooms and green peppers and stuff, and it was actually pretty good, and I was kind of impressed with it, but.
What is your favorite pizza place?
My favorite pizza place is, that's a tough one. I discovered this new pizza place called Stoner's Pizza Joint, which is kind of ironic, Colorado, you know? But they actually have really, really good, like just standard, like a margarita pizza, you know, pepperoni, sausage, the works, you name it. But they also have these really good desserts. So they're like little cinnamon roll kind of things, but they're not super sticky, but they're delicious. I forget what they're called, but my gosh, they were so good. But yeah, my favorite pizza place, that's Stoner's is the new
Stoner's.
One.
Stoner's.
How about yours, though?
Where's Stoner's? I got it, because
Stoner's is in, like, there's a couple of them. The one I ordered from is in Denver.
Okay.
Just downtown Denver.
Okay. Are there any up north?
But
I guess we could look it up.
I think there is. Yeah, we could totally look that up. I think there are a few, but somebody could ask their smart speaker.
My favorite is, it used to be Two-Fisted Mario's downtown. And it's this little, like, true hole-in-the-wall place that serves, like, the... Oh my goodness. I don't know. I don't know what they did to their sauce, but it was so good. I'm also a big fan of your pie. You know, the kind of like the Subway for pizzas, you know? And so that's,
wait, you like my pie? I didn't know you like my pie.
My pie, your pie, his pie. Yeah. All the,
our pie,
her pie, all of it. Yes. I love pie.
Everybody's
speaking
pie.
Of pie, 3.14 was just last week. And so I don't know if anybody did anything exciting for Pie Day, but, I know, I remember, was it Village Inn or Denny's used to have, who was it? Perkins. No, Perkins.
I think it was Village. Oh, Perkins
used to have they used to celebrate pies by giving out free slices of pie with your meals or something like that. But this weekend, I do love my pizza. Perry's right now is really good. I like Perry's Pizza right off of 120th in Washington. That's pretty close to both of us, so we'll have to go get a slice. I did, however, get a new bottle of whiskey, which I'm really excited about. It is quite potent. It's Jack Daniel's. I forget the exact name of it, but it's a pulled, like, it's 100 proof.
Oh,
so it's up there. It's super dark. It's rich. It's got this really nice spice note to it. And it's one of those whiskeys that you sip, like you take a sip and you enjoy it for a good hour and a half, for a shot. So it's super good. Yeah, so that was my weekend. We didn't do anything too exciting. Okay, cool. So we want to get into this show. We have some new, really cool technology to get into. Evan was just given, or I guess he was awarded, or you can kind of explain how that went, but these new glasses, or this new attachment for his glasses from Orcam, they're called the MyEye 2. And the MyEye 2, MyEye number 2, they are a device that clip onto your glasses, any visual really device, and they basically scan what's around you or really what's in front of you and give you an audio description or an audio alert as to what is in front of you. So, Evan, tell us a little bit about the OrCam glasses, how you got a hold of them, and more about what they do.
Yeah, so if you might remember our conversations about ways to get technology and ways to get help with technology from places like DVR, Division of Oak Rehab, and CPWD, I was able to justify getting a pair of these from the from DVR, and it took a while. I think back in November, I was asking my DVR counselor if I could have a pair because normally, you know, I'd use my phone to read stuff, and that's generally pretty reliable, but it's kind of inconvenient to hold a phone up all the time and constantly be scanning around, and, you know, you might drop your phone, and you're also relying on your phone battery for other things too. So, you know, right. What if that dies? It's great. Mm-hmm. And it has there's a lot of apps for like the iPhone and Android, but this thing is standalone. And yes, as you said, it mounts onto any old pair of glasses as long as you're not using wireframes. But
okay.
I got these bad boys from DVR, and my counselor had to do a lot of justification because they are kind of expensive.
Right.
$2,000 actually.
Mm-hmm.
I would never recommend anybody buy them. Try and find a way to get them through a discount. I ended up getting these back, you know, a couple weeks ago actually, and the first like couple days was like just, I already knew how to use them because I'd used a pair of these before a demo unit. So I was very familiar, but it was kind of like the first couple days was just kind of getting used to how to use these.
Mm-hmm.
And they come with a pair of glasses, but they're kind of cheap, plasticky. Well, my grandma described them as I look like a studious nerd, which I'm going to take that as a compliment anyway.
Right.
You know,
seeing as you are in college. So.
Yes. And that's a good point. Yeah. Been college. Yeah. I got a couple months left and then I'm free. I'm a free man.
Yeah. So, and, so basically
there's going to be a lot more Evan around.
Yes. The OrCam basically my eye for all intents and purposes, the main crux of it is to be able to use this to read, things like textbooks, smartphone screens, other services. It can recognize faces, help you shop. Help work more efficiently. You can program it to identify. I was actually seeing
people's faces.
You can even, I think, identify certain products in grocery stores if you have it programmed. But
yes,
it's really cool.
You can teach it familiar mm-hmm. products. So you can teach it familiar products. So like, let's say you had a medication that you need to take. You could, you can basically put it into learn mode and then scan the barcode. And then you could say like, you know, like Allegra or whatever mm-hmm. medication it is. And then when you hold it up in front of the glasses, it'll recognize it and it'll play your little voice recording. And that's generally how it works. And it works the same with faces too. So if you're in a well-lit area and you find somebody that you want to teach your face, you want to teach the face to, you can basically look at them. And that's the cool thing about these glasses is the camera is angled in such a way that the frame mm-hmm. or the view for it is right directly in the lenses of the glasses. So you don't have to like, there's no learning or looking slightly off to the left or whatever. It's just, so you can do that. And then you basically just touch and hold there's a touch bar on the side that you use to control it, and you touch and hold it and it'll take a whole bunch of little pictures of the person's face. And then you can just say their name. And then anytime somebody walks in front of you, it'll say like Evan or Jonathan.
That's cool.
And it works really well.
I remember in our team meeting, you were testing it out on Alex and Lauren, and it was kind of fun to hear the prompts and how it all worked, which was, it was really cool. I'm curious, how much weight does it add to the glasses?
It really doesn't add that much. I actually wish I had a scale. It's probably about as heavy, maybe a little heavier than like a pen. It's a little heavier than a pen. It's like you can't feel it. It's heavy when you it's a little heavy when you hold it, but When you wear it on your glasses, you really can't feel – it doesn't add any extra weight to your glasses at all. And in fact, the weight of your glasses offsets the weight of the camera really well.
Okay.
And the device itself is about 2.5 inches long. It looks almost like a highlighter, actually. It's just this cute little tiny thing. And then one end you have a camera lens with dual flash, so you can't, if you're in dark areas, you can use a flash to read papers and stuff. And then you have on one side you have your magnets, because it mounts using magnets, and a power button. Yeah, so it's really cool. So like I have a pair of glasses right here, and it just like snaps right on, just like that. And then on the other side, you have the OrCam logo and a like skinny little line, and that's your touch bar, and that's how you control it. You basically control the entire thing through touches and swipes on that bar. And then
awesome.
It has a little tassel end, so you can actually – you hang it around your neck, so you know if you touch it just too aggressively and it goes like flying off your glasses,
yes.
it won't go flying around.
That's
and
good.
Your charging port.
So don't wear it on a roller coaster?
I wouldn't advise it unless you want to be out like $3,000-$4,000.
Yeah.
That would not be advisable.
So speaking of the cost, I'm curious, what were some of the things that they had to specifically put in or make justifications for, if you can kind of speak to that?
I don't know too much, but mainly they had to say, you know, like Evan is totally blind, which I pretty much am except for light, and that I am in school and going to work, and that I do a lot of text reading, mm-hmm. and that I could use it for independent living completely without because the thing with GVR is they'll be like, oh, why don't you just get this device, or why don't you just use your phone? So yeah, we had to do a lot of those justifications, and the main reasons were totally blind, can use it for independent living and in work and school. But that's it pretty much. I mean, it's a lot of work on your DVR counselor's part, and it's just a matter of if you have a case with DVR, you have to be very persistent.
Right.
And I have monthly meetings with my DVR counselor, and each month I had to be like, hey, what's the status of the OrCam? How's the OrCam coming along? Hey, have you managed to get the OrCam? Because if you forget, eventually they'll kind of just – it won't seem like you want it as badly as you think.
How long did that process take?
3-4 months about.
Really? To get the – okay.
And that's generally the case. So they have to justify it, and eventually they will justify it. They'll order it, and then then you have to go pick it up at a DVR office. Fortunately, I have one about 10 minutes away from my house. So
if gotcha. Not. Does this also have the ability to pair to like Bluetooth headphones? Or because I know when you were talking about it, or when you were demonstrating it in our team meeting, the speaker was audible to basically the entire room. I could see a situation where there may be information that you may not want everybody to hear all the time. Does it have the ability to connect to headsets or to other things like that?
Absolutely. You can either do it through voice commands. This thing has voice commands, by the way. I forgot to mention that. But you can connect it to any pair, pretty much any pair of Bluetooth earbuds, or Valerie, my girlfriend, and I are trying to figure this out. She has this pair of Bose Frames, which are basically like glasses with speakers built in, and what we're going to try and do is put an OrCam mount on them and connect those to the glasses. But and or if you have like a pair of like bone conducting headphones, now I did, or hearing aids, actually it would work with hearing aids.
Oh, now, good.
I did have a little bit of a problem pairing it with my AirPods Pro 2. It did not seem to play nicely with those, which is really annoying because a lot of people have those and they work well together.
Okay.
They would ordinarily.
Okay.
But yes. And it also has an app with it. So you can actually download the MyEye2 app and you can check the battery. If the camera – this is kind of a gimmicky feature. But if your camera is turned on, you can find your MyEye and it'll make this little bell ringing sound from Wheel of Fortune when you do that. You can connect it to Wi-Fi, which is – that's how you update it too. So you can connect it to Wi-Fi. Yeah, and you can control – if you don't like using their little menu interface, you can also manage pretty much every setting on it from the app on your phone. So that's another feature.
Do you have to plug it in to charge it, or is it – I'm assuming it's like a USB-C or USB type A type thing.
See, that's the interesting aspect of it here. So if you so taking a look at one end of it, it actually uses a micro USB charging port, but it comes with a magnetic insert, like this little tiny thing that's probably about the size of your pinky nail that plugs in.
Yep.
And then if you've used, if anybody out there used MacBooks with MagSafe,
yep,
there's a little braided cable that it comes with, yep, and it just snaps onto the end, and that's how it charges. And they give you a couple of these because, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love MagSafe. I mean, they've saved my devices so many times. It's been great.
Yeah, you trip over the cable and it just goes.
Exactly.
And you don't have to deal with any of that nonsense.
Well, that's cool. Just some basic information real quick from their website. This is directly from their website. If you go to OrCam.com, you can search all their products. They've got tons of stuff. They've got OrCam Learn, MyEye, the OrCam Reader, different things like that. But this is from the MyCam website. You do have a 30-day money-back guarantee, which is great. They have tons of online tutorials. You can find their YouTube channel at YouTube/OrCam, which they've got a ton of videos, which is really great. Free shipping. They do have payment arrangements, so I think you can start as low as 0% APR. The process does take a little bit. 90%. This says that 90% of those who applied have been approved, so that's great. I'm curious to know, and maybe we'll reach out to OrCam or OrCam if anybody's listening from your office. It would be interesting to know if you have to have a specific doctor's note or you have to have some sort of I'm trying to think of the word.
Specific condition or
yes, thank you.
Documented something.
Right, to be able to get some of this financing or to get these glasses. It would be hard for me to justify it as a sighted person to buy something like this because this is specifically for the blind. But it would be very interesting to me. So if you guys out there in listening land know some of those specifics or if you are an employee of OrCam, that would be great. Reach out to us. I want to transition now. Or Evan, did you have anything else about OrCam or MyEye?
Just really quick there. Just one quick thing. Yes, you can. Like I said, you can mount the camera on any pair of glasses. You don't have to use the Studio Nerd glasses if you want. They give you like four mounts that you can use, and they almost zip tie around the arm of the glasses, and then you cut the little ends off. They give you a pair of scissors in the box. You can also get accessory packs too, and I got one that has a little power bank.
Awesome.
That you can actually put. I put one of the little magnetic charger things in it to charge the power bank, and then you can take that with you because this thing is tiny, you know, and the battery. That's really important to know. The battery will last you a little over an hour if you're using it constantly. And so that power bank is going to come in handy if you're using this thing all day. So just keep that in mind.
When we talked about connectivity, we talked about headphones. And one of the things that we talked about over the last couple of weeks was, you know, you have your computers, you have Mac versus PC, you have phone versus Android devices, and we talked a lot about that. And so one thing we want to address now are headphones and kind of the, you know, AirPods and Beats and just any sort of headphones with microphones. And Evan, you just purchased a new set of headphones. Tell us about those.
Yeah. So I just got this really exciting new – it's a wireless headset. So this headset is meant to be used with a computer specifically. So it's not – they're not – I think these are Bluetooth, but basically the gist of it is you get this little USB thing – dongle that looks like a thumb drive, and it plugs into the computer, and then the headphones connect to it, and then audio can be transmitted or received with – pretty much zero latency. It's almost as if you have the headphones plugged in, and like latency basically is the time from when your computer sends the audio to when you hear it. So these have pretty much no noticeable latency whatsoever. So you could play games. And what's cool about this is, like, you know, I work remotely. So I can basically plug in my headphones, be on a Teams call on my computer, and then get up and grab a cup of coffee or whatever. So these are the Corsair HS8 wireless gaming headphones. And what's cool about these headphones specifically...
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, what's cool about these, though, is that a lot of wireless headphones receive... sampling rate is basically just how high-quality mm-hmm. something sounds, whether it sounds like it's underwater right. or it sounds super crystal clear. Most wireless headsets, they kind of transmit at a lower sampling rate, so it usually sounds pretty tinny and compressed. These bad boys are the first headphones that I've ever seen that transmit and receive at 44.1 kilohertz. So if you wanted to, you could really technically, if this is all you had, produce a podcast with these or make yeah. recordings. Or if you're an AINC volunteer, absolutely you could read with these and they would okay. sound great. And the cool part is the mic is fixed.
Okay, very cool. Are these over the ear? Are these on the ear?
These are very comfortable over the ear.
Oh, headphones. Great. Very cool. Are they hollow back yeah. or are they closed back?
They are closed backed.
Okay, so.
But they offer a transparency mode.
Great.
So you can hear the mic. Awesome.
So the reason I ask those questions for you who are volunteering or looking into getting a good set of over the ear headphones is that when you are wearing headphones, you know, you have them headphones that sit on the ear, which can get really uncomfortable for long periods of time. Your ear starts to get fatigued, not only just from listening, but the actual ear. Yeah, exactly. Sweaty. And then the pain from the on the ear headphones, they just kind of compress to your head and it doesn't feel great for longer than an hour, a half, 2 hours. But the great thing about over-the-ear headphones is that they create this nice pillowy cushion around your ear so that it doesn't give you the ear fatigue, physically the ear fatigue that you would normally experience with on-the-ear. And then with closed back versus open back, it's on the back of the headphone, you have this little plastic piece that either goes over the back of it, covering the speaker itself, kind of like the subwoofer, or it allows for... Or you have one that's closed, so you have more bass integration. Some will argue that you'll get more bass integration from an open back because of all the air coming through. That's a debate for another time. However, open back does allow for more air to get through, so you don't get as hot. You do have, like you said, transparency mode, which, you know, a lot of headphones are going to where it actually opens up a broadcast signal to be able to hear more clearly ambient noise so that it'll sound like you're not really wearing headphones, which I really love on my Apple AirPods too. It really helps with being able to hear my kids when I'm listening to music and not being so shut off from the world that I can't hear anything. But man, that's really cool.
Yeah.
You said this is good for volunteers. This is good for gaming, all that kind of stuff. Are these Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Did you say that?
I think they have Bluetooth, but I couldn't figure out how to get it to work. So these pretty much basically are great. Just wireless headphones. So dongle plugs into the computer. Headphones work. One quick thing I really want to emphasize, though, with these for volunteers is a lot of gaming headsets have a mic, and these do too, that kind of sticks out. It's like an arm, and you can angle that mic, you know, closer or further away from your face. Mm-hmm. But the problem is a lot of people don't know how to do that. The mic basically flips up and down. And what's cool is if you're on a Teams call, you can actually flip the mic. You can just flip the mic
nice.
Up and it mutes
That's
it.
Great.
And then you flip it down. And it unmutes it. And the mic is in one place. And the cool part about that is that you won't get any popping or any nasty sounds. And, you know, it'll pick up your voice wow. perfectly. So it's easy.
That's really great for if you're low vision and you're constantly on different meetings and you're trying to find the mute button for your microphone, just having a physical motion to raise and lower the microphone that it automatically mutes and unmutes. That is amazing.
I know.
That's so cool.
Another reason I got those.
I love that. Right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Cool. Yeah. Anything else about the headphones?
No, the battery life is really good. They come with a big, long, braided USB-C cable to charge them with. And the cool part is I was able to walk with them all the way upstairs to and they were still, like, they're still connected and they're still working. And if you disconnect, it's just a matter of them finding the dongle again and it'll reconnect and make a little beep. Cool. And adjusting the headband is a little weird because it's got these, like, Velcro things on the inside that you have to, like, kind of, like, undo to adjust it. But they're very comfortable. I've been able to wear them for well over an hour without any ear fatigue. They have a volume control wheel on the side that controls your computer volume, too. So
very cool.
If, like, your computer's really loud, you just turn it down, and it's nice and easy. And yeah, the transparency thing is nice. Yeah, so I highly recommend these. And they have decent bass response. I wouldn't edit with them, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, these aren't like studio headphones. And we'll do a whole show dedicated to headphones and to – because there are still things that we haven't covered, like studio headphones, in-ear monitors,
AirPods Max.
Earbuds, AirPods Max. Yeah, exactly. There's so many different types of headphones that you can get, especially for accessibility, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do a whole show dedicated on that here in a couple of weeks. Next week, as we wrap this show up, I know this show went by super crazy fast. So thanks for sticking with us. But next week, we're going to dive into the world of wearables. We kind of got into it today with the My Eye 2, but we next week want to talk about Apple Watches, different wearable devices that are accessible. So make sure you stay tuned for next week. And then, Evan, do you have any tips for our listeners out there today? Anything that you want to leave as parting words of wisdom?
I do have a quick tech tip that'll take about 30 seconds. It's really important if you're an iPhone user, though, and you want to be able to turn voice. Yeah. So if you want to be able to turn voiceover on and off really quickly, let's say you have some vision and you don't always want voiceover on, or you hand your phone to a sightling and they need to use it without voiceover. There's a really simple shortcut where you can triple click either your power button or your home button, depending on the iPhone you have. Mm-hmm. And it's off by default, but to turn it on, you navigate to settings. Go to accessibility, scroll all the way down and tap accessibility shortcut, and then you can turn on any feature you want. So I have voiceover selected. So anytime I triple click the power button, it turns on and off voiceover. If you select multiple features, it will give you a little dialogue saying, like, what would you like to turn on and off? But really, really useful shortcut for anybody that has an iPhone. And Android has something like it we'll talk about eventually.
That's really cool.
But yeah, that's my tech tip.
I love that. The one of the other things that, you know, because we have a lot of people who are deafblind as well, one of the things that I turned on for my mother-in-law that has been hugely helpful was the auto captions. And when you have that feature turned on, and maybe we'll do a complete show about all the features of accessibility for both Android and Apple. So we'll put that in the bank for a couple weeks. But there are so many great things, just like the subtitles and captioning, because you can use it for basically anything that comes over audio through your phone. And you can, if you are able to see your phone but not really hear it, you are able to hear the dialogue and see your loved ones on FaceTime and be able to understand what they're saying by just reading the dialogue. So that's another tip to add on to what
it's really reliable.
Evan was talking about. So very cool. Evan, any last – yeah, go for it.
I do have one quick thing not tech related to add, and I need to just shout this out to everybody. We mentioned Pi Day 314.
yes.
6 months ago, September 14th, Valerie and I began dating. So my girlfriend, have been together for 6 months. On the 14th. Nice.
Did you guys do anything fun for your anniversary?
We last night we celebrated because I came down with strep throat. That's another thing.
Right.
So I got over COVID,
strep,
as you guys
might
remember, and then I got bloody strep throat for crying out loud. So and I've never had it before, and it's a special kind of beast. It hurts to swallow.
Yes, it
just
is.
Anybody, mm-hmm. if you feel symptoms, just go to your ER and get some antibiotics. It is not worth it at all.
No. No.
So since I missed that, we ended up getting Chili's last night and then listening to Wheel of Time and just like hanging out and celebrating. Cool. Yeah.
Very nice.
It was awesome.
All right. Well, that is it for Blind Level Tech. Again, my name is Jonathan Price and this was Evan Starnes. And we are so thankful that you have joined us. You guys have made this show possible, really. We've had, I think we're close to over 500 downloads for our first three shows. So well done on you. Thank you. Please leave a comment and give us a 5-star rating on the Apple Podcasts app. With the Spotify app, you do have to listen to one complete episode before it allows you to rate it. Yeah, exactly. And I don't remember if you can leave comments on Spotify, but if you can, leave us one there too. And you can find us anywhere where podcasts are available. Well, tell everybody about the new name change for Topic of the Month.
Yeah, so Topic of the Month is not Topic of the Month anymore. I kind of missed our last meeting, but it did get a name change, didn't it? Mm-hmm. It's what do we have it now?
Navigating Life with Vision Loss.
Yes. So Navigating Life with Vision Loss with Kim Wardlow, our executive. So any blind person or anybody out there that is listening, check that show out. There's a lot of good, great info and a lot of blind and sighted individuals alike on that show. And Kim is a wonderful host/interviewer. So yeah, it's a new name. It's a lot better than Topic of the Month. And it really does explain what the show is. And it's like NLVL, Navigating Life with Vision Loss, NLVL. I love that. Yes. Anything that has a good, like BLT, you know, anything that has a good abbreviation that, you know, rolls off the tongue.
Yep. And Topic of the Month was just too broad.
Yeah, it was. Also, please check out if you're interested, check out all of the other originals that we produce in-house. Aftersight, our first ever original with Penn Street, has taken off and it is just getting better and better and better each day. I just released a new episode of the Volunteer Spotlight for any volunteers listening. Our volunteer John Arnold that reads the Colorado Outdoors magazine. We actually got him in the AINC studios, which is a first for us. We got to test out all the new gear that we have, and it was fun.
Yep.
And, of course, Blindsight with Bill Lundgren. He has a lot of really good mental health stuff. He's actually kind of helped me with my mental health, I'm kind of, you know, trying to figure all that out. So check all of those shows out. They are all available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all major streaming platforms.
Very cool. Thanks, Evan, for that. And yeah, if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to Evan or myself. You can reach us at evan@aincolorado.org or Jonathan, jonathan@aincolorado.org. And if you have a specific question about tech, please visit aincolorado.org/podcast-guest. And you can send us a comment. You can send us a question, tech tips, anything like that that you find interesting. All right. Well, for Evan Starnes and myself, have a fantastic day. And don't forget to plug in your computer before you turn it on. Otherwise, it won't work.